And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. This is an old hymn that a lot of us know, written by Father Peter Schultes in the 1960s for an ecumenical gathering of Christians. I remember singing it when I was growing up across town at St. Paul Lutheran Church. Particularly, I remember singing it with my cool confirmation pastor, Jeff Loudon, on his guitar. It was so cool. Today, we begin a series of 5 weeks reading from the letter of James. James would have appreciated the sentiment that they will know we are Christians by our love. The main concern of his letter is what it looks like to live as Christians. What is the connection between what we believe and how we act? But James begins his exploration of the Christian life looking at God, who God is and what God does. God is the creator of the universe, the sun and moon, the earth and stars. And God is the generous giver of all gifts, including the gift of Jesus Christ, the word of truth. God implants in us the law of love that sets us free. When we live in love, we become the people God created us to be. It's not just an inward reality, something that we think about or something to make us feel good. What James is really concerned about in his letter is what it looks like in our lives when we live in God's law of love. So one of the most well-known lines in James's letter is right at the center of this reading, and perhaps it is the theme of the whole letter. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. In the First Nations version we read today, it says, you must not only hear this message, you must also walk in its truth. Being a Christian is more than just believing a set of ideas. It's more than just taking part in ritual practices. James sounds a lot like the Hebrew prophets when he insists that true religion requires that we care for the most vulnerable among us, widows and orphans, outcasts and strangers, those who are hungry and those who live in poverty. The law at the center of the Christian life is the law of love. Jesus tells us the most important law is that we love God and that we love our neighbor. And this love is not just a belief, an idea, or a feeling. It is love in action, love expressed in acts of care and justice. To be a Christian, to live the law of love, means following Jesus, what he said and what he did. To be doers of the word, James tells us, also means paying attention to how we treat one another. When we are angry or anxious or hurt, and all of these are regular parts of human life, not to be ashamed of. We know feelings are just feelings, right? But these are times to be mindful of what we say and how it will affect the people around us. In this political season, in this anxious time in our nation, we do well to remember James' encouragement to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry or take offense, and to be careful about how we express what we are feeling and what we need. James uses a curious little parable to describe how we can lose our way as Christians. As one who looks in a mirror, or in First Nations version, a pool of water, and sees their reflection, but then walks away and immediately forgets what they look like, we too sometimes forget who we are and whose we are. When we forget that we belong to God, we can act thoughtlessly, without attention to our words or actions and how they affect other people, or if we are reflecting God's love. As doers of the word, we pay close attention to the way of life described by Jesus, and we walk in that way of love that sets people free. Seminary professor Craig Kester writes it this way. What happens when you forget who you are? Life typically takes another course. If you forget how much you have been given, why would you give anything to others? If you forget how much you have received, then life is reduced to a quest to get what you can while you can. You may find the situation of the orphan and the widow to be regrettable, but conclude that this is the way the world is and you need to get what you can while you can. Or what if you forget that God's word has given you new life, bringing you into renewed relationship with the God who made you and wants you as God's own? If you forget what God's word gives you, then what you do with your words seems to matter little. Kester continues, so James says, look at yourself again in the perfect law of liberty and tell me what you see. The law of liberty is the law of love that is mentioned in 2:8, and the law of love brings liberty. It is freeing because love both frees us and constrains us. To know that one is loved is the most freeing thing imaginable, even as this same love holds us in a relationship of love. This is where we see ourselves, James says. Look into the law of love. This is who God creates you to be. Is there some reason you don't want people to know who you are? You can tell that Kester is a Lutheran and might be thinking of Luther's writing in The Freedom of a Christian, that the Christian in salvation is perfectly free, Lord of all, but that the Christian in love is the perfectly bound servant of all, right? That we have both of those things, that we are free and that we are servants. This week, I had two visits with church members that reminded me of what it means to live our lives as Christians together in this place. On Wednesday, I visited a woman in her home. We talked about her family and my family, about her living situation and my sabbatical, and about All Saints. And suddenly she looked up at me and she said, God is so faithful. I agreed that she certainly has seen and relied upon God's goodness throughout her long life. And we sat for a moment reflecting on God's goodness before we turned to sharing Holy Communion together. That is the starting place. God is faithful, and we are held in God's hands. We live most fully as Christians when we remember God's blessings and dwell in God's love. The next day, I was talking to a woman who is active in our outreach ministries. We talked about all the ways this congregation reaches out to people in need, and there are a lot of them. And if you notice that big pile of food sitting out there, you all are generous and giving. And she looked up at me and she said, I am just so blessed by this work. That's the good news. When we receive God's gift of love and live it out in acts of love for others, we live as the people God created us to be, and we are blessed again. The law of love that frees us is just that circle of love, which is received and given and received again, and brings us more blessing than we can give. All praise to Creator from whom all things come, and all praise to Christ Jesus, the only Son, and all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. May it be so.
Amen.
Amen.